This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Okay, so the last little bit, you've been working on a lot of films recently, and you've been working with some pretty big names. Now you're working with Nick Cage.
Yeah.
So what's this last little year or two been like for you?
You know, I mean, I've kind of always been lucky enough to work with, you know, established actors or, you know, big names or people that are really popular or infamous for doing what they do and doing it well, I guess. So it doesn't really feel any different, especially when you're showing up. It's like work, any other day at work, you know, you show up and these are your coworkers for the next couple of months. So it doesn't necessarily feel different. It is certainly nice, though, to know that the movie might be seen by a few people, which for those of you who know, like, the fate of Mandy Lane and stuff, like, it's kind of, I just like, you know, for sure it's a bonus to do a movie that I know will get out and be seen.
Are you ever worried about not having chemistry with your, with some actors that you first meet and encounter? And is that, like, a big thing for you? Or
no, I get along with everyone I've worked with pretty much, so I've never had a problem really with that. They might all hate me, I don't know, but so far so good, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of secret about this, but what can you tell us about your character?
I play Piper, and she is this, I guess, bad mouth, chain smoking, kind of vigilante of the movie. She's a diner waitress, and she is, she's got a lot of spirit, a lot of spunk, a lot of balls, I guess you could say. And Milton sees her, and Milton is played by Nick Cage, and they become fast friends and form a bond and partake on this kind of supernatural evil fighting journey together, and they kind of become teammates. Or
how does he see you? What is he? You bring him food, or I mean, like, how
no.
Do you guys meet?
I to make a long story short, I guess I my boss, the boss, the guy who owns the restaurant that I work at, you know, is a little bit inappropriate with his hands, and so I grab him by the balls and slap him across the face and teach him how to talk to a lady, I guess. And he likes that about me. Milton thinks it's somebody he could bond with. I don't know what that says about him, but we become yeah, maybe. So we become friends at that moment, and I also, I guess it helps that I drive a 69 Charger, which also it's a good thing. I guess that's a good sign about a woman.
Do you have a lot of backstory, or is that just where we meet you?
Well, no, that's where we meet. You don't know anything else about Piper. At that point, you just meet her. You know, she drives this badass car. She's she can defend herself. She can fight. And he sees that as the perfect element for his team, and we become, you know, a team from that moment on. We in my Charger take on the world.
So you're just a badass chick, like, you just
yes,
want to kick somebody's ass. You don't have, like, the motivation, like, there's no, you're not out for revenge or anything like that.
Well, I think the motivation becomes clear in the movie, but I don't want to give it away. So I think after a few moments in the film of getting to know these characters and how they work with one another and knowing Milton's backstory, which is, you know, the most important element of the film, after all of that kind of comes into play, then you know why Piper does what she does.
We've seen the cars. Do you get to do a lot of driving yourself?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I even took the stuntman for a spin. And I have not been allowed to do that ever since, so.
Did you go to the stunt school like they have in L.A. that where they go to?
No, I drive a 68 myself, and that was all the prerequisite I needed to make sure I...
Oh, you have a Charger, then?
Yeah. No, I have a 68 Mustang.
Oh, Mustang. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
So now, when you cross over from your normal life into the Milton life, like, as that character transitioned, what did you have to do to embody that new mentality?
Well, there are a lot of things about this character that are so like me. I mean, she's a lot closer to my personal, to the real me than a lot of my characters have been. I'd say, you know, it's easier playing this character for me than playing, you know, the character in The Stepfather or the character in The Informers or whatever. So, you know, they wanted, I guess we went out to the gun range and did some shooting, but I do that anyway, and Then they wanted to teach me how to drive a classic car, but I do that anyway.
They wanted to teach you how
to... I don't smoke, so that was one thing I had to learn.
Teach you how to grab balls and slap guys in the face, and you do that anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have fight scenes? Like, do you have like actual fight scenes?
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of fight scenes. I have a lot of stunts in this movie. I've been doing a lot of them. Surprisingly, they let me do quite a bit of stuff on this, and I fall from the trailer onto the hood of the Charger. We have a lot of gunfights in this movie. A lot of things like that. So I've been doing a lot of it.
Does your character get surprised? Is like the further along the story goes, are you surprised by events that happen around you? Like do characters react in a way your character's not prepared for?
What do you mean by that?
Let's just say like you're hanging out with Nick Cage's character. Is he going to do shit that you're not prepared? Like you thought he's one person, but he's actually somebody else.
Yeah, there are a few surprises. I don't think Piper is filled in exactly on everything that's about to go down. She walks in on her boyfriend cheating on her, like, right from the very beginning of the movie, and she proceeds to do what any reasonable woman would do and beat the shit out of him. She's doing this, and she's, you know, losing the fight, I guess, and that's really the bond that when Milton steps in to kind of ultimately help out, that's... cements the bond for them, and I think that I become his partner in crime because I feel maybe indebted to him right at the beginning or something because he helped me out, you know, and then it becomes much more as Milton's real motives are revealed.
On the scene we're seeing tonight, you weren't in the stuff that we saw being shot earlier, but is your character there? Like, she?
I don't know. What are we doing tonight?
Well, it's kind of the end of the movie. I mean, I didn't really reveal exactly where you were.
Oh. See, I don't even know what I'm doing. Well,
are you at the end of the movie when Milton's character is fighting Willie Burke's character in the prison?
I'm there throughout, baby.
Okay.
How are you enjoying Shreveport?
You can be honest.
She doesn't have to answer that.
Shreveport's wonderful.
Yeah. Let's talk about the 3D. Can you talk about working with the 3D cameras and the 3D in general, and what your thoughts are on it?
I'm really interested in it. I didn't know much about the technology involved. I guess a lot of people don't, and I was kind of anxious before we got to set because I didn't know what this would mean for us in our shoot days. I didn't know if this meant twice as long to shoot half as much or what really it would be. And so far, so good. It's really not felt any different. The cameras certainly look different. They certainly behave differently. Everything from checking the gate to when we run out of film, everything is different. But it doesn't feel like I'm doing anything different from my perspective. But it's interesting to see how new it is, and kind of everybody on set is kind of learning.
Are you watching any of are you one of these people that can watch footage like your performance? And are you enjoying putting on the glasses?
Yeah, I don't watch playback on set, so I don't need the glasses, but I do watch dailies, and that's in, I guess, normal 2D. Okay. So I'm looking forward to seeing what it looks like in 3D. I haven't really seen it.
Have there been any shots that have been composed in such a way that you were being asked to use 3D, like pointing or...
Yeah, a little, but it doesn't... It seems like it would be done differently from a performance point of view, but it's really not. It doesn't feel any different. Sometimes it helps to know that it's a shot that's going to be particularly useful for the 3D effect. But only on rare occasions do they tell us, like, you're going to need to come an inch from the lens because it's going to, serve this purpose. Only then does it feel like I'm doing anything extra. It feels, other than that, completely like everything else I've shot.
Everyone seems to be coming together as a really unified crew because of Todd and Patrick. What do you think of working with them?
They're the best part of it. I mean, Todd is this really amazing writer, and he's written a character from an actor point of view. It's a character unlike anything else I've read. I've not read a character like Piper ever, and I rarely get to see anything like it on screen, so... This is the person that has created this platform for me and created this vessel, and I get to do all of this cool shit because of him, and I'm, aside from that, he's a really cool guy, so I'm really honored to work with him. And Patrick could not be a better director. I mean, he's I kind of was anxious, not only for the 3D aspect of it, but, you know, we're kind of doing this in a short amount of time, and there was a lot of, just a lot of shit, from the big stunts to the, you know, huge crowds to the enormous amount of effects, and a lot to be anxious about as an actor when you're putting your trust into somebody else to make sure it doesn't turn out totally shitty, and you come out, you know, to the premiere a year later, and you're like, what? And so there's a lot to trust, and when you're dealing with an extra, a new kind of way to shoot it, it only adds to that amount of, it only adds to the amount of things that could go wrong, I guess. And Patrick is handling it so well. He's so prepared. He knows exactly the way he's going to shoot it. He knows exactly what he wants. He knows exactly what he's going to need in the editing room, which is, you know, for me, such a relief, because I've sat in editing rooms before and, you know, wanted to cry, whatever, because the director was good on set, but not anything after that. So he's really, it's really special because he kind of knows how it's going to cut together. Part of him being the editor that he is the most prepared director I've ever worked with.
So we saw some of the weapons that Nick will be using. Do you get your own, like, cool weapon, or?
Yeah, I use his, my weapons before Milton comes into play in my life in the script. My weapons are my fists. Then Milton comes in and he has all these like cool guns and these like amazing gadgets, and that's really fun because we get to
use. So you are packing later on then?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Now, is there anything about your character that was added after you came on? Is there any, you know, pieces that, how did it evolve after you signed on from the script?
You know, I'm not sure, because I kind of, when the script was given to me, you know, it was more or less put together, so I don't know how much has changed. It'd probably be a better question for Todd and Patrick, because as far as I know, I was in mind for this role, but I don't know.
I'm curious, what was your reaction when you first read the script? You know, a hard R movie, a lot of violence. Could you just talk about, you know, when you first read it?
Well, I don't know. Micra really shied away from the ratings. I feel like that's the last thing I was preoccupied about. But I saw the guns and I saw the action and I saw the supernatural elements and all of this, it only made it more interesting for me. I was only more interested in it, and also it's the most, you know, it's a badass female character, and we don't have enough of that. And I think it's, everybody enjoys when a woman's her own character, in a movie or otherwise, and we just don't get enough of that in Hollywood. And I'm excited to be given a role that is not a role just because it's supporting a male's role. It's like a real character, and I was so turned on by the script, and so you know, interested in these people and these characters, and the fact that I was going to play one of them and have all this shit to do, it was really exciting.
Sound like you're going to be bummed out a little bit after the, when this is all over.
Oh, with these 14-hour days, trust me, bummed is not the word I would use.
You guys, that we'll have to end it on that.
Yeah. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Thank you guys.
Thanks.
Enjoy Shreveport. Don't go